it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, let the party begin. Start the countdown. 3, 2, 1. You're live. Got it now. Get them.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio, where the topics are up for debate every night of the week. And then on Saturdays, make sure to join us or call in at 347-637-3286. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Just search Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. We make it easy to talk sports.
Okay, welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio. I'm Princess, and tonight is recruiting with Nick Emerson, Andre White, Glenn Stout, and Emerson Martin. We will have the NYFL staff with us, the players and pro staff with us, and also playing the recruiting game and Glenn Stout. News right now in the NFL, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson agrees with Emmitt Smith that DeMarco Murray left some yards on the field in 2014. He had over 1,800 yards rushing. Emmitt Smith said he could have had over 2,500. LaDainian Tomlinson agrees with him. Revis, Jets didn't have a quarterback with Sanchez. I don't know if that needs to be said, but that's what Darrell Revis said when he was there last time. They did not have a quarterback in Sanchez. Jerry Rice goes Magic Mike at the Nevada nightclub. He does a stint, but also he's talking about how well he has transitioned from football into, of course, Dancing with the Stars, and now his new gig at the nightclub. Packers GM Thompson tops at drafting. That's what most say in the study. The GM for the Green Bay Packers has done a very good job, and he's tops at his position. Vikings redo AP's deal, and I don't understand why they would, because AP was already locked in for a certain amount, I think $13 million, if I'm not mistaken, but the Vikings have redone his deal, and with incentives and guaranteed money, AP could make $25 million guaranteed this year. And then, of course, be backloaded into the next 2 years, not understanding that. But things going on in the Big 12. We want to talk about it again tonight. Big 12 said they're only going to have 2 contact practices per week. The NCAA allows for 3. What does that do? Is it better for recovery time? I talked to Neek and Elliot Johnson and Larry Ryan about that. I think it was Monday, so we may revisit that. I want to get the crew in, though. We got Neek on the line, and we also have Glenn Stout. Get them in here, and the rest will join us very soon. Neek, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, President. How you doing today? How you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing good, Coach. I'm doing great, man. How you doing? You guys working it hard last weekend.
Oh, yeah, we got it in last weekend, Coach. We got it in.
You guys are doing a marathon. I know that.
Yes, sir.
You know what, Glenn? For them to have 3,000 athletes and 7,000 all together, that's a pretty big camp for them over the weekend. What do you say about that, Glenn?
That's a lot of kids at that middle school. I did a zoomed in on a map, and I'll tell you what, you know, we had a bigger footprint and about the whole third of the players, and it felt like we were squeezed. I can't even imagine having that many kids. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is culmination of a couple of weeks, we touched a heck of a lot of kids, and the buzz is out now. You may get a few calls tonight. I'm not sure if it's the 954 and 305. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I blasted this out today, and I texted you earlier. You may not have seen it, but there may be some people calling in that competed, and I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, you know what? I just saw the text probably about 20 minutes ago, and I re-tagged you in a post on Facebook and tagged you again just about and sent the link out again with your tag in it. So let's see what happens. And, you know, I welcome all the calls for sure. So let's go ahead and get Highlight in here, and everybody take the phone away from your ears because this is going to be loud, I promise you. And the fact that a shout out to this young lady having basketball practice tonight for the very first time. Coach White, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, so now you're going to come in all low, huh?
Got to always be the opposite of what a Gator do. Always do the opposite of what a Gator do. Got to always be the opposite of what a Gator's thinking.
Mm-hmm. So now you're going to give me the okey-doke and come in all low. Why don't you tell me about your daughter? I hear it was the first practice of her playing basketball. How old is she?
10 years old. She's a tall 10-year-old. She's tall for a 10-year-old, I should say. So we just wanted to get her in the swing of things. And, a football coach like myself played a lot of sports. We just want to, you know, kind of get her introduced to it and not pushing her in it. She said she wanted to start getting it involved. So, hey, we're going to just get her kind of, like we said, just kind of introducing her to some friends, some new friends.
Okay, so is this we or is this you? Is this mama pushing this or the athletic daddy pushing this?
Well, you know, hey, I'm all about, hey, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to raise a child. So my barber is the coach. Absolutely. He's the coach. And, you know, like I said, everybody in the community has been seeing how tall she is for a 10-year-old. And, you know, we just wanted her to get involved. And then she has a couple friends that she knows that plays on the team. So, hey, why not? You're hanging out with them, and they going to practice, then you coming home. So we was like, hey, you can go to practice too.
So okay, so seriously though, Coach White, at 10 years old, what do you want her to get out of this? A little bit of discipline, some interaction, and, you know, get some activity as far as her body's concerned. Really, what do you want her to take away from this at this age?
Ding, 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 all the D. Answer D. Answer D, all the above. I would love to have her be had to get involved, interact with some other kids is one of the main things because, you know, she, you know, we don't want to, you know, she's kind of quiet, believe it or not. My oldest child is kind of quiet. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why she probably can't get a word in edgewise. That's what. So she's probably out on the court talking a lot. You know, guys, I want to go ahead and get started with recruiting. I had a young lady that was on the show, just yesterday, and she called in to talk about that she thought her son.
Hi, Miss Rachel.
Oh, wow. That was loud, too. Hey, sweetie, congratulations. Go get them. Girl power.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead,
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
That's okay, girl power. I agree. You know, stop the show for that for sure. I wanted to talk about this mom who was talking about recruiting, and she has twin 13-year-old boys, and they're both talented on the football field. One is at tight end, and the other one is an offensive lineman. But she just did her first camp this past weekend, and she really thought that all she needed to do is try to harness and get them some practice and let them have some fun in camps over the summer. She did not know if they were going to get to the next level and get some looks, that she needed to make sure that their character was intact and that they had the grades. I'm going to start with you, Glenn, because I'm going to try to get her on next week on Wednesday. If you had a chance to talk to her, how could you ease her into this process with 13-year-olds that had the size, had the talent, and the skill, but now we need to make sure that they have their character in there? And she said they do, but how now do we get them to that point where she's thinking overall of talent, skill, character, in academics? Glenn, I'll let you go first.
Well, that's a great question, and it's a question that just arose the last 2 weeks with student athletes that attended our camp, because we have literally hundreds of them that are being self-rated now, and the one, and that question comes up all the time because these guys are well beyond, and they've got some serious work to do on their on the character side of their social media. So the one thing that we, the one thing I would say to these young men is, and the mom, is to sit them down and realistically have a conversation and find out if this is really what they want to do. And obviously they're going to say yes. And kind of explain to them what it's going to take to get to what they want to do. And mm-hmm. if it's really, if they really want to do it, it's in their blood, this is what it's going to take to do it. And these are going to be, if this happens, then this is going to be the consequence of that behavior. If this happens, mm-hmm. And giving them examples and showing them, just bring them right up on Twitter and social media and point right to circumstances that will say that if you do this, or if you're hanging around this group of people, and I know you have, you know, I know the friends you have are good people, but there's some people that may hang around that may not be the best influence. And with the way that social media is today, if you want to be this in 10 years from now, then there are going to be consequences to your actions today because it is nothing but 24/7. And they have to understand that that it's real important that if they want to play at that next level, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and it's going to cost a lot of money for mom and dad mm-hmm. to get them prepared to go there. So they've got to be prepared to do that. And the sacrifice mom and dad have to take to be able to pay for all that and traveling around and sending them places, those kids need to understand that. They need to understand mm-hmm. there's a sacrifice. If I'm going to sacrifice this, then what are you going to sacrifice? Because they're going to have to sacrifice something if they're going to play at the next level. I don't care if D1, mm-hmm. D2, and AI, they're going to sacrifice something. But the sacrifice and the payoff in the end is what they need to focus in on. What is it that we really want to do? And let's see how we can fit that into getting there.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm going to stay right with you, Glenn, for a minute and then go to Neat. But Glenn, okay, if she thinks that they have, you know, a B average, whatever, but now she, what does she need to do at this point? It's the summer, they're headed into ninth grade or eighth grade. It's 13-year-olds, they're heading into eighth grade. She needs to go to that school and find out what classes they're taking and then kind of find out what the NCAA is looking at in classes real quick. Does she not?
Most absolutely. And the rules changed in 2016, and she has to be really clear. And that's a great question, and that needs to be broadcast. I try to get it out as much as I can. 2016 mm-hmm. requirements are going to a 2.3, which she's not in jeopardy of, but the course mm-hmm. requirements before they get to B, when they finish their junior year, they have X amount for Division One now, okay, for mm-hmm. Division One, Division Two, and Division Three, and NAIA aren't being affected by this, but for Division One athletes, they're being highly affected by this. And, yes, she needs to get in there. You know, it goes back to, again, she has to be able to give those reins up. You know, she's not being recruited. She has mm-hmm. to be involved in the process. These young men have to pick up their big boy pants at 13 and do the same thing that I did with Ryan, say, okay, if this is your choice, then these are the consequences, and this is what you need to do. And they're not recruiting me. They're recruiting you. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be with you along the process. I'm going to take you, but these are the things, like you asked the question before, what does she sit down and tell them? She needs to sit down and tell them, you need to go to your counselor, bring home tomorrow that NCAA guidelines. Well, they can go up on the NCAA and get the guidelines. But then she mm-hmm. needs to make preparation for them to be able to get extra courses in the summertime. Because remember, mm-hmm. A's and B's increase GPAs, C's don't do anything, and D's and F's bring GPAs down. And yep, so they're yep. in the prime. They're in the prime place right now where they need to climb that sucker up as high as they can get it, because it's easier to fall than it is to climb it up, and especially mm-hmm. as they get older. So all those questions that you asked are really good. But she's got to get them. The most important thing is she's got to get them engaged in this process. It's time to grow up now and mm-hmm. say this is a big business. Time to grow up, and this is what needs to happen. So let's look outside the box. Let's don't look at tomorrow. And, you know, your 14-year-old birthday, let's see where you want to be at 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And let's fit those actions into what we need to do to get there. And now we can make a plan of action.
You know, Coach Nika, I want to start with here with you is that you're at a camp and you see these two, you know, the twins, they're 13 years old. They both have the size and the speed and the skill, but they're pretty green in the knowledge of the recruiting process. And when you see twins that have this kind of skill, what are you going to say to mom and dad? And I think at this point, mom was there, but dad is in the picture and he is involved. What do you go and say to the parents? Hey, they have what it takes to maybe get to the next level. How are their grades? Coach Neek, what do you say to them?
I say to the parents, just stay in your lane and do what you're supposed to do as a parent. Make sure that kid does everything the right way. Stay on their grades. Make sure they don't slip in the grades. Because if they have that size and that type of talent, everything else will take care of itself.
Okay.
The recruiters and stuff, they're going to have their part, you know. But just do your things as a parent. Make sure your kid's doing good, high character things. Stuff that's not going to get them in trouble. You know, keep them occupied with improving their academics and everything. You know, there's nothing that's not going to get those kids noticed on film. What you got to do is pay attention to all the small things. The recruiting is going to help yourself.
Okay, Coach. White, the same question to you. You're out there in a camp and you notice this talent and it's kind of, you know, raw as far as their knowledge on what else to do in this process. But how do you start with the parents? You know, they're talented. What do you say?
Yes, ma'am. Pretty much the same thing that the young gentleman just said. We just want to make sure that they're doing the right things academically and character-wise. Well, I mean, there are other things that they're athletically have the ability athletically that will fall, that will come later. I mean, obviously, we know that they have that type of talent because that's what, you know, it sticks out. So we just want to make sure we tell the parent, you know, let's do everything that we need to do athletically. Let's keep this, you know, make sure they have the type of, you know, college courses they're going to be required to take. We don't make sure they're on the same path academically that they would be on for us college-wise. We want to make sure they're on the same path because that, like Scott said, it's at that particular that age right there, that they're going to witness some changes in academic-wise. So we want to make sure that they're on the same page. That's one thing that we do as coaches. We want to make sure academically that they're in order to be able to go to college. Athletic part will come later. I mean, especially if they have the skills, of course, we'll be able to put them in camps and, you know, and the right, like, coaches, if you will, faces, or we'll put them in that position. But the main thing at that age, want to let them know how important education is.
Yeah, you know what, and I agree with you, the educational part is really important. Coach Stout, you know, the rules are changing for 2016. You know, how do we get this word out? You know, can I go to NCAA.org right now, NCAA.com, and look up recruiting or the clearinghouse standards now and print this out and kind of announce some of it on the shows coming up? Because I didn't know that the standards were changing for 2016.
Yes, you absolutely can get it on NCAA.org. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and bring it down and copy it and send you some. We'll post it up on our site too, because we do get it out there. And I just saw it again today. There's folks that are tweeting it, but there needs to be special attention now, because there's going to be some very, very upset juniors that are getting ready to be seniors, or I'm sorry, sophomores that are going to be juniors, that when they become seniors, they didn't pay attention to it, and they're not going to be eligible for Division One now. Got to be clear, it's Division One.
So if they're sophomores right now, the changes are going to be made in their junior year. But if they're not aware of this, then they will not have all the classes in a row to get to the senior year and be eligible as far as the clearinghouse is concerned for Division One in the NCAA. Did I hear you right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And it is there's no do-overs. You don't get a chance to run the summer school and do this and that. This is a rule that is going to come down hard on some folks. But, you know, hopefully we're going to make sure we make a concerted effort that we get it out to, and we get, because we're connected in with school boards, and we're going to make sure that those student athletes that work with us in our networks that'll know it. But shows like this and just the social media, we do need to make sure that gets out in pronto. And it not only gets out, but they're paying attention to it.
Exactly. You know, I was reading where the NCAA gentleman, and I'll start with you, Coach Neek, about the first payment to athletes in football and basketball is supposed to happen on Saturday, August 1st. The NCAA has asked for an extension in this rule, mainly because they're concerned that certain schools are going to give more than other schools, and that will set up a monopoly. Coach Neek, what do you think about this? Should they go ahead and go forward with it? And why now, when we get so close to August 1st, would they want to pull back on it? Coach Neek.
Well, I think the reason they want to pull back on it is because of the complaints of one school. It's going to affect recruiting because one school is able to pay more money. I think that's where the NCAA is finally seeing a lot of risk coming from. Once they get a base pay that everybody can be on even playing ground, and I think they will proceed with it. But now you have certain schools that can pay you close to $4,000, or some can barely pay you $2,500. You know, that you look at that recruiting rate, it's going to come down to that sometimes, where a parent's going to say, listen, we got to take this more money to help us get through the school year or through the semester or whatever. So they have to even the playing field and make it fair, so it won't have no effect on recruiting in that way.
I agree with you. Coach White, you know, for some, this money will be, you know, fun change. For some students, those student athletes, this will be to help and to send back and help some of the family. Talk about that, Coach. You know, how athletes use this money will definitely vary depending on their status, you know, in school and at home. Some it may be fun, others it may be sending some back to mom to help out. Coach White.
Yes, ma'am. I totally agree with you on that. I can. It's been a while, a long time ago. I can remember when those allowances would come in handy sometimes, if it was giving to the football players, like doing laundry or getting the extra. You know, you go to those meetings and you miss. You know, maybe miss the cafeteria, or you went to the cafeteria a little early, and so you could make those meetings, or if you will, or the study table, and then you know later on in just kind of it gets a little hungry and you don't have that extra change and be able to. This will help provide maybe hopefully, you know, those kids, you know, the extra meals that, you know, need maybe. Yeah, and then again, to be able to, you know.
You're away from the mic. I couldn't hear you for a minute there. You're away from your phone. But I hear what you're saying is that, you know, for some, they're going to be less fortunate. We got some callers here. I want to get to some of them. But Coach Dowd, I wanted to ask you the same thing. This may be play money for some and necessity money for others.
Well, we would like to suggest to most of them that they put it away for a rainy day and teach them where all the rest of that money is that nobody's telling them about, and that's part of playing the recruiting game, the financial side of all that academic money and all that travel money and all that other NCAA money that they don't talk about. They just they're forced to talk about this, and it'd be interesting if they were forced to talk about all the rest of the money that is available to these student athletes. You know, you might be able to scrub up another $10,000. So what I suggest they do is, and I use this example all the time when I'm in front of all of them, and I said, you know, you've got $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and time you're there, and put it away and get yourself a down payment on a duplex, put your mom and yourself on one side and run out the other side. And by the time 35 years old, it's paid off and you're done. Now you can come and volunteer for KDA because you have no debt. And, you know, I've talked to athletes that I've mentored that, you know, Coach Eric Hickson that sits on our board of KDA, set a ton of records at K-State. He said, Coach Scott, you're absolutely right. He says, I saw some of the guys that took their money and put it into the market. And he says, man, I got mine, and I went out there and spent it, every penny of it, because I didn't know how to manage my money. And today those guys are sitting on a big pile of cash because they invested it wisely. Well, they obviously had a good mentor. They were 18, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. So I'd prefer them to learn how to invest it and be able to find the rest of that money so that they're not, you know, on Sunday when all the taps are closed, they have some extra money to go down to get some food, because, man, you train that hard, you're hungry.
Yeah, yeah, you are definitely hungry. We're talking recruiting. We're playing recruiting game with Quinn Stout. Also, NYFO staff, Andre White and Neek Emerson. I'm going to take a couple of calls here, recruiting calls. Area code 954. Area code 954, you are on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Patrick Blow, the founder and director of education of Keeping Dreams
Alive. Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, no, another gator. How's it going?
The gator's in the house, baby.
See, I love you. I love you already. You can come back to the show anytime if you're a gator, okay?
Okay. You're not a gator. You gator bait.
That's right. You gator bait. And we have some gator bait on the line. What's this? We have some gator bait on the line. Sarah, tell us what you're calling about. We're talking recruiting. Tell us what you think of recruiting process right now and how far it's come in just in the past 10 years. Your thoughts.
Into you guys, and I'm getting goosebumps because I'm actually heavily involved in all aspects of that. Work mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. school board in Broward County. I'm an assistant mm-hmm. principal at a high school. And I'm also mm-hmm. dealing with, you know, keeping dreams alive, and we're mentoring kids in and out of school because
wow.
what I realize as an ex-player and educator and parent, you know, mm-hmm. It's not just one person. It's connecting the dots. And, yes, mm-hmm. it's educating the kids and those parents and having I guess barricades around the kids, like the village of mentors over here and the person to pick up your self-esteem over there and the other person to, you know, give you that information that you need or stay on your case about a class. And so when you talk about the recruiting process, of course, mm-hmm. Schools need to do a better job with getting with organizations like us where they're willing mm-hmm. to step outside the box. Working at a school, it's very difficult in stepping outside the box. But I guess that's what I love about Keeping Dreams Alive and, mm-hmm. and everything else mm-hmm. we're doing. We get to step outside the box and, you know, give the kids and parents a relevant program, real life, realistic. And we tell them, and they start. And that's kind of the component, you know, I like to talk about and deal with is dealing with the student, the person, and dealing with and connecting the bridge from the school to the community, because there are so many distractions in between. There are mm-hmm. so many, you know, ways to get off track, all the way to the things you guys talked about it, being online and these social networks, and all the way to one bad decision can take away from all that hard work.
Yeah, it can take away from all the hard work. Tell me, sir, just a little bit about what you think of Glenn Stout and what he's doing with TDA and playing the recruiting game.
Oh, well, me and Glenn Stout, we're like ebony and ivory, if you ask me. We've been working together for a long time. I'm serious, man. I mean, it's funny that we're here on the phone because, like, Coach, how long ago when we started this? And we were saying a lot of the same things we're saying now. And we're just so blessed to be on a platform where so many people can get it now. So mm-hmm. I agree. I was just telling my wife, I said, man, Coach Stout sound like me. And I sound like him. I mean, we've lived it. And we've helped so many kids. And mm-hmm. You cannot do it without a village. And you can't point fingers. But, yes, mm-hmm. it does come back down to the kid and the decisions they make. What we're trying to do is get them to realize, you know, how to promote themselves along with the village. You know, a lot of kids at the end of their high school careers, sometimes they may not get to where they're trying to get. And the first person a lot of people blame is the coach. Well, the coach doesn't go to class for you. You know, mm-hmm. it's a formula and it's, you know, it's a process. And that's what we're mm-hmm. trying to give the kids. So anything Glenn Stout says, amen, my brother.
I like that. I like that. Let's get off just a little bit. I want to ask each and every one of you, and I'll save my gator for last, I'll start with you, Neek. DeAndre Johnson, former FSU quarterback, is looking and reaching out and looking to get on a JUCO team in Oklahoma. I think it's Oklahoma A&M or something like that, but it's in Oklahoma. Is this a good move? Do you love it or shove this one? Is this what he needs to do at this point to get back on track? Neek Emerson first.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I hope after the kid gets everything resolved with the situation in the state of Florida, that they give him an opportunity to bounce back. Why not give a kid a second chance? He's never really been in a lot of trouble that we know about or that we have heard about. No need to bury the kid. No need to bury the kid and keep bashing with what he's done in the past. Like I always say, you can't change what happened 2 minutes ago. So if it happened, now it's time for everybody to help this gentleman move forward. Make him understand his mistake. Make sure he knows his consequences of mistakes and everything he's lost out on, and make him value what he lost out on for when the next time he gets his opportunity, he won't miss out.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go to the Seminole on the line. We're going to let him talk for about 30 seconds. And Coach White, what do you say?
Hey, y'all SEC fans ain't going to take over and do him like that now. Nah. He got a buddy on him.
That's because you all are AC. Well, I like you, Neek. I just don't like Seminoles. Well, we're going to give him 30 seconds, Neek. I said 30 seconds. Andre White, are you there?
I don't need but 28.
You know what, Andre? Coach White, tell me about Jimbo. Are you pleased with him taking the blame, you know, on the hot seat at ACC Media Days? And that's the first thing, you know, give it to me quickly. And then, of course, DeAndre, on a serious note, tell me, is this a good move for the young man to recover?
Yes, ma'am. Of course, Jimbo. I think the world of Jimbo, and I do I do think he's taking, you know, everything that he needs to be taking. I mean, I think he deserved to be taken, and he has a responsibility to help each and every student athlete that he has on his team. So I think he is very responsible, and he should step up and do those actions that he is basically doing farther away from home, if you will. And as far as DeAndre, I think he definitely deserves an opportunity. But if it wouldn't have happened this year, I wouldn't have been upset. And if it happens this year, it'll be okay also. But what's going to have to happen, as what I'm understanding, the president of that junior college or that university, they're going to have to, you know, make sure that the community and everybody at that school is okay about that, because it's really a heated situation right now. So it's bigger than not DeAndre, if you will. It's going to really take somebody who really has strong community and second chances abilities, you know, that know how to, you know, fix things and, you know, give the kids, if you will, a second chance. It's going to really require somebody who's really, really going to, you know, take this kid under their wings and put him in programs, if you will, is what I'm basically trying to say. He's going to have to be willing to get into some programs in the community and help, you know, his situation.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they are polling the campus. They are making sure to get the president and the athletic director involved. Let's go to Glenn Stout. And Glenn Stout, Jimbo said that DeAndre was a model recruit. He's never been in any trouble. And if he had a chance, he would recruit him all over again based on his actions previous to this one bad decision. But tell me what you think of him now, trying to look at a JUCO and start playing right away.
I think the young man's going to make a great leader someday. You know, the dynamics of watching him sit next to his mother and the strength and the fear he has of his mother. There were a couple things that we would have thrown in, a couple of bones we'd have thrown in along the way, so that you know, mom had the spiritual components. She had all the components, but she missed a couple of them where son was going away from home, and there was going to be a whole lot of pretty things showing up in front of him and not so pretty things showing up in front of him, and maybe done some role playing outside of the womb of mama, because this young man has the foundation. There's no doubt he has a foundation. Look, we've all made stupid mistakes. His was really, really stupid, and he won't make that mistake again, and he'll probably make a really good pastor someday. What they need to do is, and what he needs to do is focus in on some type of a focus group that he can make sure that that'll never happen, because he's got a great story. And his story is very, that story he learned is more valuable than anything he'll ever learn again in his life. And all, and he could turn that and cash that in big time by using it the right way and having the right people in place. And it's going to take the Jimbo Fishers. It's going to take all those guys that recruited him to continue to say what they said, so that it opens the door for this young man. Because he, what he did in an instant, he just has to learn how to bridle that energy and use it when he needs to use it, and don't use it when you don't need to use it. Learn to turn away when it gets really intense.
Kudos to whoever advised them to go on Good Morning America with the mom, because I thought the mom was very emotional and showed the softer side and showed the young man in a very clean-cut, articulate, soft side, too. So my Gator fan, I wanted to ask you if your son had called in the middle of the night and said, hey, Dad, this is what I've done, what would be your first reaction and first move to get him some help and get the situation in a place where you can handle it?
Well, the first thing, you know, I would do as far as, you know, first you got to understand, just like you guys said, you know, kids need a second chance. But, you get that phone call, the first thing you got to do is support that kid. You got to be there immediately for that kid. And then after that, it comes back to the village, you know, getting him in positions and platforms, to tell his story and encourage other young student athletes like yourself. And I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen. And, you know, that's the business we're in, man. This is all about kids, regardless whether he's in college all the way to kids in elementary school. We got to support these kids, like, consistently and continuously.
You know, as an assistant principal, before I let you go, I want to ask you, how many times, you know, during the football season and during the fiscal school year, do you hear from parents when their kids are not eligible, I didn't know, or I didn't know that that was the last ACT or SAT, or I didn't know that the clearinghouse has changed? How many times do you hear that during the school year?
Oh, my God. I mean, we hear it a lot, and that's where the finger pointing starts. You know, you got educators on one side, parents on another side. You know, you. Well, let me just share something with you. It comes back down to, you know, those parents, and the schools have to realize that everybody's not going to come to every meeting you have at your school. One thing I love about my principal and the way we do things with KDA, we're not afraid to come in that community. We're not afraid to come to a park or a church or even a library or the bookstore to give those parents what they need. And that's what I mean by connecting those dots or that bridge from the community to the school. So at the end of the day, I mean, we can sit here all day saying, you know, whose fault or what parents aren't doing. So what we like to do is put things in place along the way, and let's be realistic. Let's go into the community. Let's go where all of the parents are. Hey, you know, a good time to go get those parents? Little league season. Go to the park. Go under the tent. You know, pass out flyers. And so you got to think outside the box, and you got to meet those kids and parents halfway, because 50% or more of those kids, we might see playing on Saturday and Sunday. Or, you know, the kids who the 0.08 kids out of every 100 kids who go to D1. Well, what about, you know, the other 99% that we're focusing on here, you know? So when he tells his story, man, that's going to impact all those kids, man.
Yeah,
I love getting a piece of that, a part of our dream. That would be great.
Exactly. So I can't let you go without saying, what is our record going to be this year? Are the Gators going to be 10-2, 9-3, and Neek and Andre? Y'all be quiet. Be quiet, Neek and Andre.
Y'all got to understand, I'm not a fan. Okay, I'm a real Gator. I went to play for and graduated. Okay, so and I just went up there in the spring, and I had to go see some things for myself. I'm pretty confident that I know we're going to do better than the last couple of years. And, I, you know, just like when I was an athlete, we try to take it 1 week at a time. You know, I got this seminar.
Come with the athlete.
Yeah.
Here we go. started. So I'm going to be politically correct. I'm going to say 1 week at a time. But I would like to see us, you know, do well in our division, you know, try to get at least back to the SEC championship. And, you know, if you can get to the SEC championship, you're in, you know, contention for a national. But yeah, we got to crawl first. Let's be realistic. But I'm never going to sit here and say that we're not going to do well. We're going to be, you know, really good. Really good.
How many games, Coach? How many games? You still didn't ask the question.
At least I like to believe it. I like to believe eight or more.
Okay. Eight or more. I like that.
Somebody write this down.
Yeah, man.
Write this down.
I'd like to say undefeated, but let's, you know, let's be realistic here. You know, SEC is the best conference in the world. So, you know.
Oh, God, don't get him started.
Unlike, you know, some other conferences I won't mention.
Now, I forgot your name. Give me your name again.
I'm Patrick Lowe.
Patrick.
Founder and director of education, the Keeping Dreams Alive Foundation.
All right. Well, Patrick, we'll have you back. We'll have you back on many times, and I'm going to save your number.
Please.
So during the season, I can call and just lean on you, you know, because I really want them to do well. And I'm not just a fan. I'm a Gator. I attended Florida, so I'm there with you. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
We got to get you connected with the Florida Players Network. I'm also part of that as one of the ambassadors of South Florida. And it's just pretty much all ex-players, but, you know, I deal more so with ex-football players throughout the state of Florida. We're gathering throughout the state or at games, coming back together. That's kind of what it's all about, man. Networking and giving back. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll definitely get you back on, and we'll do a whole Gator show so we don't have to deal with the Clemson Tigers and the Seminoles, okay?
That's fine, but make sure you include just what we're doing, man. You know, how do we get kids the graduation and college readiness in a career, because that's really where I'm at right now. But
it's
all Gators all day, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in, Patrick.
Take care. You guys take it easy, and talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling in. Okay, all right. Let's see if we can get another caller in here. Area code 786-786. Let's see if we can get him in here. 786, are you on the line? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. How are you? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Coach Bethune down here in Miami Springs, in Miami, Florida.
Coach Bethune.
Yes, how you guys doing? I was calling about the guys came down a couple of weeks ago. Coach Stiles and the guys came down. They put on a tremendous camp down there in Coral Springs, Florida. And, you know, we enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very educational for the kids. I thought that Coach Stout and his crew ran a great, great camp. And it's a little different from what we used to down here in this part of Florida down south. Because there's a lot of emphasis on education and students' well-being. And, what they're going to do after football, what they're going to do before. So we participated in the thing. We did pretty well. Matter of fact, we won a championship. You know, it was a great thing for my team and my program. And I learned about your radio station and other things through Coach Stout. And I was just listening in. So I was just calling in to give a little, kudos to Coach Stout and his crew.
All right.
And
you remember Coach Bethune, Neek, and I know Eric is sitting on, but you guys went over. He said he met you guys over at the Lineman Challenge.
That's right. That's right. We was happy to work with those guys. He got a pretty good athletic crew out there. I think he's got a young team, if I'm not mistaken. He's got a lot of young linemen and stuff that's coming through. It's going to be pretty good. But those guys came out there. They competed at a high level, and we was happy that we was able to share some of our things with y'all. We was coming out in the – I was just – so happy to be in South Florida, was hoping to learn something. Didn't know that we was going to rub off in that type of way, but we're glad y'all came out and participated. We hope to see y'all again soon.
Yeah, well, we have to come back next year and, defend our trophy. And I think the camp you guys put on, it was great, and I think it's just going to get even better and better. It's been a little buzz down here since. Local media hopped on it, and they They really showed some love. So I think the camp going to pick up like all the other 7-on-7 tournament camps that we have down here in Miami. But I think the one that was put on by that crew there was excellent. And I just want to call in and just commend them for that. And I'll thank them. Open up new venues for me, like your radio show. I know I'm a long ways. I'm in ACC country. You know, we ain't going to talk about the hurricane because I see you guys, you guys on something else up there. So, but, I think it's just great. And I definitely will be listening in on time basis to your show.
Awesome. You know, Coach Fatoon, I was born and raised in Gainesville now. So I'm a Florida girl. I got a lot of family down in South Florida, but I'm just an SEC girl. But that doesn't mean you can't come on and talk about the U. I'm looking to see what they do this year. I hear they will.
Yeah.
I think they will compete.
I think they would too, but we down here, we gotta be solid. We down here, we can get a little, we can brag a little bit, but lately we just waiting to see. And believe me, when them Canes come back on the line, you'll start hearing them people coming out and putting all in. Yeah. But right now we just gonna be quiet and we gonna sit there and watch the SEC and just try to bring the ACC up. That's where you guys in that country up there. But it's ACC for me.
Well,
I like the Clemsons in North Carolina.
Well, Coach Fatoon, you have a Florida State Seminole on the line and a Clemson Tiger, so it's ACC right now. So, but
okay, we got some support up there.
You got some support. But thank you for calling into the show. I hope you do it again. And during the high school season, I will definitely call on you and just to get you to tell me what high school football is doing on Thursdays and Friday nights. I'll do that. Okay.
Hey, Bridges.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Let me ask, Coach. I've read this article today, and you haven't had a chance to see it yet, Princess. But one of the things that Coach I wanted to ask you about, which really impressed me with this article, is what. Now, this is Dade County, guys, and everybody listening. This is some Dade County football, Miami Springs, Golden Hawks. And one of the things that really got me in the article that I don't even know if it's out yet, and you may not have seen it yet, but the quote you said about how many kids you got showing up to practice weight room now. Tell us about that from that experience they had at that camp and that winning that championship.
It was such a great experience. I was able to bring the whole team. I have two guys missing, kids going to be kids in the summer. They're going to take a day off every day. Basically you're working them hard. But after we competed and the buzz just went around and, we got the local media involved and they kind of like put us out there. My attendance went from like 35 kids up to about 50 kids. And matter of fact, today I had like three more new kids. They look like athletes too. They came in and with their parents and they were inquiring about, joining the program. And I was very impressed with that. And I had to give that to you guys because after we won the championship down here, the local media was all on it. Like you said, I had a few interviews and, it gave us great exposure. We competed in a lot of the camps they have down here. And we do get to the playoffs and stuff down here, but to get as far as we did and accomplish what we did up there during that tournament really put us right up there with the powerhouse high schools we have down here.
And then one other question I have, I hate to keep jumping in here, Princess, but I just looking at this article, I know you're working with Ryan and he's getting all those young men stealth rated too, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. In fact, Ryan came to school yesterday. We uploaded all my players' information. The players are very impressed, because the questions are a little different than, other little college scouting services. The questions that you guys do and you guys ask are really what the college coaches want to hear. And a lot of kids, if Ryan was there, he could tell you, we hopped on there as coaches to piggyback it. Like, this is what they really want to know about you guys. Character, it goes a long ways. Your grades goes a long way. Look good as an athlete, but, when those scouts come in, first thing they want to know is what is academic standards, what is his discipline, how is his character. And them things that, filling out the information with Ryan for the STEP program, it was pertaining all to that. And I can't wait to keep going. Ryan going to keep, help me filling in the information and get me going with it. And I think it's going to be great. I have another couple of scouting services that I use, but this one is different. It's unique, and I'm very interested to see how far it goes.
Awesome.
Well, that's all
awesome.
I got, Princess. I saw the article, and I just wanted to ask those things. And Coach, thanks so much for competing, and also congratulations that Dade County took that trophy down there. Now,
Yeah, yeah, awesome. We got that trophy. And I already got some coaches calling me like, Coach, man, that trophy going to be there next year? And I'm like, I'm going to keep it over here in Miami Springs. So I think it's going to get bigger and better. I think it's going to get great next year. But awesome. We'll be there.
Awesome, Coach Raccoon. Thank you for calling in. I just text you and sent you my number. Save it, and let's, you know, stay in contact and get you back on the show during the season, okay?
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great night.
Awesome.
Take care, Coach.
That's pretty good there, Coach Stout, just to have them win and then to have them, you know, see an increase in their numbers and then to also have them believe in what you're doing and get Ryan out there to get them on their way. That's an impact, Coach Stout. Elaborate a little bit more on that, and then we'll move on.
Well, I just saw this article, and I haven't been involved like Ryan has, but that's what's so important about what we do. And when I say we collectively, I'm saying, Andre, I'm talking about our NNYFO family. I'm talking about our Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio family. The testimonies that you just hear is the same thing that Pat Lowe said. Pat Lowe's like a son of mine. It's getting engaged with these young men so they not only have fun, okay, and they learn and they compete and they win, but they get engaged in this process and they get excited about it because it's something bigger. Because somebody has explained it to them what it's really all about, and it is a fun process. And guess what? I'm looking at this picture, and I've said it one time, I said it 1,000 times to my student athletes, when they take a picture of you, smile. Life is short. These kids have the biggest smiles on their faces, and I'm going to send this article up to you. I don't even know if it's published yet, but it's so cool that I wanted you to hear it. I want the people that are going to hear this over and over, because I'm going to put it on HSPN, and we're going to blast it out to, you know, we have a tremendous reach now. I want people to know, and the kids to know that watch this, that there is something that's tangible. It does work. It is proven. We do have a team. And I'm saying collectively, folks that are listening, this is a team. This is a family. This is the village. If you plug into this, you're going to have tangible results that are going to positively impact your life. And the only thing we ask of you is that you come back and give back. And I just love to see this. I love to see. I'm looking at this article. I'm looking at these kids' faces. Coach Bethune is so fired up, and it's so exciting to see, you know, Ryan engaged in the conversation. And just what it's nice to see is to see all of these things unfold just exactly the way they were planned and they worked.
That's the most rewarding part, is to kind of see your vision come to fruition and kind of fall into place like you wanted to help these young men have a 40-year plan and not just a 4-year plan. I'm going to start with you, Coach Nick. We need to kind of move on here and get one last question in here. It's a Steve Spurrier question, and that is, he announced during SEC Media Days, he's been throughout the ESPN campus, that domestic violence for a player, there is no second chance. You're kicked off the team. But if you are, you know, he said he gives you 3 failed weed pee tests before he will kick you off. Do you think that's about right and about where most should be, you know, as far as responsibility? You know, domestic violence, okay, you got to go. But a pot, we're going to give you 3 chances before we say, okay, that's enough too. Coach Nick, your thoughts, and then we'll do Andre White, and we'll let Glenn Stout bring it home. Coach Nick, did I lose you?
No, I'm sorry. I had you on mute. But
okay,
go ahead. I think that falls by the line about where it should be. Because one thing we have to remember, these are college kids, and they're going to be around the college lifestyle, and that happens in college. But not telling them to do that, because you're still representing. You have to know that you, like we said, you have to change your surroundings and change how you be around certain areas and stuff, because you are a face of a whole university by being an athlete. So the punishment he's talking about is more about right. That's about universal throughout all the universities. So that I have to agree with him on that. Don't have to agree with him too much on things, but I agree with Steve Curry on that.
Okay. I'll take that, Coach. Coach Anika Emerson. Coach White, your thoughts on what Steve Spurrier said? Domestic violence, there are no second chances, but, you know, you fail a pee test and they'll give you 3 strikes.
I'm gonna be quicker than Coach on this one, because me and Steve Spurrier, it's not a lot of things I will ever agree upon on some of his doings. But so I will say, it's about right. Universal standards, that's pretty much about right. And because we are talking college kids, so I'm of agreement in that.
Okay. All right. Glenn Stout, you see how they're being quick because it's Steve Spurrier. And it was just, you know, that it was him. I want to ask you, too, your thoughts about that. Is that about right? And the fact, too, I want to add a little to it. Jimbo has barred everybody from the bar. So Spurrier, three strikes, no second chances on domestic violence. And Jimbo just said, hey, none of the players can go to the bar. It's those three things, and we'll let you go, Glenn Stout.
Well, Steve Spurrier loves that membership he's got over there at Augusta. You don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. So, you've got to lay down the law, and that's one of the main pulls to get him up there was that Augusta free membership. So, I've seen him close up, and I've seen him deal with Ryan close up, and just like Andre said, I don't know how far away Andre was, but I've dealt with him and listened to him and talked to him and. Had that Cuban cigar that he wasn't really tasteful about when I had it on his practice field. But that goes, from here to there. But they got to have rules. They've got to set those rules out before there's a problem. Let's start being proactive instead of reactive. Let's start thinking about what these kids can get into, and let's start having a proactive program to be the solution so that we don't have to be reactive and make these knee-jerk, stupid, kind of rules that are just going to be like a Band-Aid on a situation. We've got to get the Band-Aid off, get the air to it, let's heal it, and let's start a process of being a solution and bring in programs all across the country so that it instills, the character traits that they need so they're not out there doing those stupid things because they realize that, man, that 40-year plan you're talking about, how is that going to work? How's that going to work in my 40-year plan?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Gentlemen, just thank you for being such an impact with these kids, all over. And Coach Neek, for a coach to call in and say, hey, thank you for bringing this down to the state of of Florida and the South Florida and letting us mooch off of your knowledge. This is pretty cool. And Coach Stout, you know how I feel about you and what you're doing and to see some of this come to fruition and make it what it is. And even to my Seminole fan, I'm more proud of you getting your daughter out there to basketball more than anything, but you know how I feel about you too and what you're doing with these young men. Keep it up, and we'll keep broadcasting and lifting you up on Never Had It So Good. I'm very proud to know all three of you.
Well, thank you. We're just doing what we're doing
all of this. Thank you so much. Thank you, Francis. Wonderful
awesome,
show.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next Monday for half of you. And then Coach Stout, let's get a plan together to maybe announce some of those new changes for 2016 on the show next week. And maybe get Patrick Lowe back to talk about some of those changes, too. Whatever you all want to do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach Nate.
Princess, I did repost it on your timeline and on Glenn's and on Emma and on Andre's. I reposted it for anybody that want to see that could go to my timeline on Facebook or either one of these guys has on Never Had It So Good. I just reposted it during the show while we was talking about it, about all the criteria for the new changes for 2016.
Awesome. Information is powerful. I like to attain it as much as possible. So thank
First
you.
First day on the job today.
First day on the job today?
For my nephew, Andrews Pete. Rookie had a report today, so I'm real proud of him. I wanted to give a shout-out. Andrews Pete, first day on the job. He is a professional today, first time.
Wow.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, congratulations to Andrews Pete. Talking about a young man that did it the right way and soft-spoken and intelligent, he must get it from his mama. I know he didn't get it from his uncle or his daddy.
Hey, since you added that right there, I'm going to read real quick. The Florida Gators, the only way for them to win 8 games, they're going to play Kentucky about 3 times and Citadel twice.
I wanted to see it. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you,
Coach Lowe.
You hear that?
I had to get that one in.
See, we had to end
it. Let me do good to win half of that.
See, listen to me. Bye, guys. I'm so glad. Bye, everyone. I'm so glad that you all supported me tonight.
Hey, God bless everybody.
Never had it so good.
Never had it so good. We'll see you next time. All right. Love it. See you next time.